Hi, I'm Oliver Berquez, co-founder of 4D Fit, and welcome to the Brain, Brawn, and Business Advice Cast series. They're a short, sharp podcast, no more than 15 minutes long, that will give you really practical advice around fitness, business, and mindset. Things you can implement into your life on a daily basis that will help you improve your health, fitness, business, and performance. Episode coming up now, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Hey podcast, hope everyone's well. Just before I start the episode, just to give a little bit of context to this. So this is taken off of an interview when I was on someone else's podcast, a lady called Lauren Kress, and I was asked a question about how do I maintain or how do I help people to maintain their performance on a daily basis to maintain these healthy habits, which are obviously being really challenged in this current climate we're in, the coronavirus epidemic. So yeah, that was what was asked about how to sort of maintain that. And the strategy that I share is something that I encourage clients to do. And it's a really simple but effective strategy. And it's just talking about health, happiness, and growth. How if you can plan all three things into your day, it will help you to maintain your physical and mental health. And it will help keep your work performance on the money every day. So yeah, that's what's coming up. That's how the clip was taken. And as always, I hope you get value from the episode, and it's coming up now. I think for me, and just to give context and why I suppose it's easy to answer is, we're homeschooling at the moment. I have a 4 and a 6-year-old. So me and my wife have businesses. So we're trying to balance the school day with our own businesses and stay on top health wise and stuff. So every day is a challenge, but it's all good. There's good things to come out of it as well and stuff. But I think because of those challenges, of a young family trying to run businesses that have been obviously challenged and what everyone else has, plus you're trying to stay healthy and fit. I think the biggest thing that comes down to is consistent daily habits, is being very, very, very drilled down routine. So something, again, which we'll work with, which I educate business owners on, this can be for anyone, is to the night before, just map out your day the night before, how it looks. And I think, you know, I talk about three things I do. I talk about health, happiness, and growth. So three areas on a daily basis that I commit to, and everything else fits around that. So health, there's an hour for health, an hour for happiness or two, and an hour, 1 to 2 hours, 2 hours from even more for growth. And what that is, they're the first things that go into my diary the night before, planned out. Health is an hour for fitness and movement, so walking or training or exercise. Preparing food, so that's an hour. An hour of happiness, it might be playing with the kids or things I enjoy. For me, I'll read a book every morning. First thing I do, I love self-development and reading. So I do that in time with the kids. Again, that's factored in. And growth is things that are productive for my business. So things that I really need to do, not just a couple of emails or a couple of calls, which are really, they might be calls actually, really important. But things are really, really, they're the most important things for me to develop and grow my business to move it forward. So I look at them things going into the diary first and guard them. Yeah. So they're the first things that go in. Then if nothing else happens in the day, I've committed an hour to my health, hour to my happiness, so family, or what I said, self-development, they're my main two, but some people might be playing sport or whatever it may be, that's personal. And then business growth as well. So they go into the diary and they're guarded. And then homeschooling and calls and emails and firefighting and everything else the day wants to throw at you will happen and pull you off. But you've got them things done. So at the end of the day, there's 4 or 5 hours there that are wins for you. So that starts the night before planning, and it's daily habits. It's that consistency to those things are really important. I always look as well, so readings 30 minutes before I switch on, do social media or anything, my development work's done. It's not for everyone, 5 o'clock, I've read for 4:30 till 5, I've read 5 o'clock till 7 is that. Then 7:30, I go about the day. I train late morning because it works for me. It breaks up when I've had some decision fatigue come in. So, but then by 7:38, I'm entertaining other stuff. I might check social media on the phone. I'm dealing with some challenges. I've done 2.5 hours of really good stuff. So get it done early. Get things done early, because then the day's a win, whatever happens in the day, because life right now, as we know, curveballs are all over the place. It's throwing things at us. At least you've got 2.5 hours of wins in there.
And it's nothing better than seeing little green ticks in your journal that you've done a few things positive, you know? And the last thing, and the reason I'm sharing what works for me, and I always say it's got to be what works for other people, because that's really important. But the reason I'm sharing what works for me is because you can see there that if I've guided that time and I've done it early, it's really productive and positive on my outcome. And training wise, I do late morning, because what you'll find is I'm more productive in the morning. Generally, people are. Not everyone's a lark. Some people are owls. But if you've done a lot of good stuff and you get to late morning, you're going to have a slump and a lull. That's when I say, just before lunch, get a workout in. Because an hour of walking or training, the endorphin release from exercise, the movement, what it does for your posture and your energy levels, then you have lunch, actually makes you feel better in the afternoon. So a period of good work then leads to late morning training, breaks the cycle, and for me then it might be half the day of then I've got to commit to the children for the homeschooling or whatever way around it is, but it's just broke the cycle. And as you can see there, I spoke about 4 or 5 hours, Lauren, but that's not 5 hours of work that's really important to me. That's 2 hours. And then 2 to 3 hours of health and happiness. Because we need the other things to perform well. Yeah. If I didn't have self-development and things I enjoy and training and time my family, and it was all work, well, I wouldn't enjoy my work as much. I mean, I'm grateful, I do love my work. But for people that don't, break the cycle, and that's the health and happiness. So look at those three things, health, happiness, growth, factor them into your day, and then the rest takes care of itself. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. If you know someone that would get value from it, then please share the podcast with them. And if you enjoyed the episode, then if you could leave us a 5-star review on the podcast platform you use, be hugely grateful. And we're really passionate about reaching and helping as many people as possible. I've also got 2 free support groups for anyone that's looking to get more help, more support, more knowledge just around fitness and business and mindset. One's on Facebook, one's on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp group is specifically if you run a business or in business or aspiring to start a business. They both run in the same way in terms of advice and support, podcast clips, interviews, lives, loads of different features we're going to cover. The only difference, the WhatsApp group, it will be more interactive with the instant messaging process. So there'll be other business owners just sharing, talking, advising and helping each other on that. If you just want to connect or reach out to me or discuss anything I've covered on this podcast or previous episodes, then you can connect with me on socials, Oliver Berquez. My main one is LinkedIn. I'd love to connect and have a conversation with you. If you want to email me, you can email me on oliver@4dfit.co.uk, and that's the number 4. Once again, thank you for listening, and I look forward to checking in with you at the next episode.